Hey guys, welcome to this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi. Prezi lets you send digital gift cards from major retailers instantly in just seconds. If you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win a $250 gift card. Permit number LTPM160177.
Nothing beats the summer of cricket. The tension, the drama, the buzz, and other cliches. But this summer, Triple M takes Test cricket down a new path. The path of FM radio. To say we're excited at the M's is an understatement.
There's plenty of movement from middle stuff.
Now, live from Cricket HQ with the Triple MCG. Wearing the bone, the cream, the beige, the ivory is a dip of the hat to the greats. On Triple M, this is Willow Talk.
Welcome aboard. Yes, indeed, it is cricket on Triple M. And in this time slot for the next week and a half, we will be here with Willow Talk. My name's Dan Ganane. And then we lead into Triple M calling cricket, Test cricket, ball by ball. It's an exciting new era. And there's going to be a cast of thousands here today. In fact, every day in the lead up to the Test, we're going to have someone special, a superstar of the game. But look who we've got here first. The number one signing of the Triple M cricket team. I wish this was TV because he's given one of the great head wobbles, the great Kerry O'Keefe. Welcome to Triple M.
Dan, thank you very much indeed, mate. There's far too much energy in your voice. I did 13 years with ABC. We were never this amped, but I love it. I love it.
Look, I don't think it's going to be this amped for 8 hours a day. I don't think people can tolerate that, but it is genuinely exciting to have cricket on Triple M, but if you're going to do it, you've got to do it properly. And to have someone like yourself, it is... For us, this is an absolute honour.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I mean, it's an honour to be involved. Mate, I can't wait because this is going to be a cracking series to call. I think we'll win it, but this could be bodyline. I think we will break world records for the number of bounces bowled during this series because we're going to throw everything at them and they in turn will throw everything at us. We're both assembling pace attacks. I can't wait. Because there's going to be lots of chin music, and I enjoy that from the commentary box.
You've learnt the Triple M way. That is a hell of a sell for a Test series. Oh, it could be bodyline.
But it could be. Yeah. I think it will be. I think there's going to be 9, 10, 11 are going to get hit a lot because that's the way both teams have lined up. And I've been watching Pakistan throughout the winter. The moment the number 11 comes in, he gets 3 bounces. And that's going to be the same when the Australian number 11 comes in.
All right, stay there, Kerry, because we must take a song, but we've got plenty to talk about. I want to talk about you, but also through the show, we're going to have Brad Haddin and Brett Lee pop into the studio. We've got a million things to talk about, actually. That wonderful game, actually, at the SCG last night, the catch from Steve Smith, his innings, what's going on with Glenn Maxwell. That is all to come between now and the end of the hour. This is Willow Talk here on Triple M.
Everything cricket. Triple M's Willow Talk.
Ah, yes, Willow Talk. And we will be here every weeknight until the first Test. And Kerry O'Keefe, it's only appropriate that you are the first guest here.
It's a pleasure to be involved with Willow Talk.
And first guest...
What is it?
I think it's the wonderful play on words at our radio station. So it's like Pillow Talk.
Oh, all right. Okay.
See, it's all about puns. My goodness, you must have missed commentary.
Oh, I have. The thing is, mate, I retired from ABC after 13 years. I just thought that I was I'd reached the use-by date. And Jim Maxwell said to me, no, you haven't. You got years to go. And it was great regret that I left in the end when I thought. I didn't retire on the spur of the moment. I gave it a lot of thought with my wife. But
and apologies to interrupt, I don't think, and I'm not pumping your tyres here on purpose. I don't think there's a single listener that thought you'd reach your use-by date, in all honesty.
No, it's funny. Wherever I went afterwards, people said that. Why did you do it? But I just thought I was starting to recycle a little bit of the same theme. Mm. But I've followed Test cricket for the last 2 years as passionately as I did when I was commentating. So it seemed a bit of a waste of time to be watching it 7 hours a day, recording biomechanical assessments of every player and not having an avenue or a vehicle to use it. And suddenly I have that vehicle, Triple M. My favourite FM station.
Is that? I was going to say, and you brought this up, you have the laugh and you have the humour and you have the stories, but you are, and again, I'm going to pump your tyres up, one of the great analysts. You put in serious time and effort into your analysis. It's a very underrated feature of your call. So it must have been agony the last 2 years, because I could imagine you watching English cricket and stuff coming in from around the world thinking, well, who am I going to talk to about this?
Well, it was frustrating, but I kept notes, and I thought, I'm keeping notes on Babar Azam and Azhar Ali and Asad Shafiq, but when will I ever use them? And suddenly...
Not a question people ask often.
No. My wife said, why are you writing about this Pakistani number six? And suddenly Triple M said, we're calling the Pakistan series. I said, you beauty.
So this is Kerry O'Keefe, obviously, not that he needs an introduction. What do you think of last night's game?
Look, Australia played well. The resolution of Steve Smith is a force. There was a lot going on off the ball, of course, with the Glenn Maxwell situation. We'd been pumped 5-0 in South Africa. The people were starting to question the one-day international team. And he just got out there and blitzed 164. I mean, it was just... the strength of his mind is the key here. They're a limited attack, New Zealand. They've got no spinner with many tricks. And their bombers didn't come off. You've got to bomb Australia with fours and sixes if you're chasing a total. South Africa did to beat us 5-0. All their bombers came off.
1-0, obviously, Australia. Game two is tomorrow in Canberra. And then game three at the MCG on Friday night. When Smith came into the team, essentially as a leg spinner, who could do a bit of batting. Did you see this with his technique? It's an unusual technique.
Oh, yeah, because I knew his leg spin action was so flawed. I said this, and I knew he had a hand-eye coordination and an eye like a dead fish. So I thought he'll bat middle order and hardly bowl. And I'm no sort of clairvoyant, but I just knew that technically he couldn't really bowl sustained leg spin. But I knew with his hand-eye coordination, he'd get runs in the middle order. I didn't realise he'd get runs at four, as many as he has. He has his own way, as you know, Dan. He bats in a little box, but he says to the bowler, you've got a 9 centimetre by 9 centimetre area to pitch in. If you miss that area, I'm going to hit you for four. And they miss it a lot, and he hits them for four a lot. But if they pitch in that, he'll respect the ball. Ricky Ponting used to tell bowlers that. I think that's the greatest message a batsman can send to any bowler.
There we go. This is getting far too serious.
I know. I'm sorry, mate.
No. I've taken you down this path, but I should tell people that when this starts next Thursday week, live from the Gabba, not only great play-by-play callers like James Brayshaw and a cast of thousands, and we've got experts like Brett Lee, Brad Haddon, Merv Hughes, Michael Slater, and yourself, but also... we're going to have some funny people. Well, you're funny, but yeah. I mean people that are paid to be funny. The Mick Malloy. You love Mick Malloy, don't you?
I'm a huge fan of Mick Malloy. I've admired his work for years. I loved his television work. I love his stand-up. He loves cricket as well. And his general knowledge of sport is so sound. I can't wait to work with Mick Malloy.
This is good. Jules Schiller will be there as well.
Jules Schiller.
And that's the thing. It's going to be different. It's going to be cricket, and we'll take the cricket seriously. It won't be, you know, it won't be just... fun for the sake of it, but when you've got 8 hours to fill, there's time to have a bit of fun in amongst the seriousness of the game. I think we've got you for a full show next week, so I've got a whole heap of questions to ask you.
Willow talk?
Lots of willow talk.
Beautiful. I love willow talk.
Including, were you a good stockbroker?
I was hoping.
Kerry O'Keefe, it is a bloody pleasure to have you on Triple M.
Thank you, Dan.
We'll speak to you next week. And, of course, Kerry's going to be part of all three tests. And that starts next Thursday. This is Willow Talk.
Everything cricket. Triple M's Willow Talk.
Yes, Willow Talk. We are here each weeknight until the start of the test series. And this man, another one of the all-star Triple M commentators who will be part of the team, Brad Haddon. Hello to you.
Hello, I'm excited about it. We just did a photo shoot with Kerry O'Keefe that should have taken 10 minutes. It took about an hour and a half because we couldn't stop laughing at his laugh. So, mate, how good is it to have him back?
Is it? It's unbelievable. We just had a conversation with him for 5 minutes and you just know straight away thinking, he is special.
Oh, 100%. Even walking in, just the aura about him, knowing you're about to work beside him. Oh, that's what I'm excited about.
But I'm told the photo shoot took a lot longer because you and Brett Lee wanted full photo immunity, and you had to go through each photo to say, yep, I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay. Oh, I'm sorry, that one won't do.
No, that definitely wasn't me because that was more Brett.
Who was the vainest that you played? I mean, Warnie's an obvious. Did you play with Warnie?
Played my first game with Warnie in Hobart against Zimbabwe. So I nearly missed a stumping off him. It slid on the outside the left-hander's bat. So I fumbled it, and I remember walking in the middle when they're going upstairs. He said, I hope you haven't missed that.
I can imagine saying that too. Who was the vainest?
The vainest? That's a tough question.
Because there were a few preeners.
Yeah, I'll tell you the ones that used to shock me were the fast bowlers. You think Johnson, yeah. Siddle and Harris would be the least, but mate, they used to put gel in their hair and everything before
Harris.
They used to go.
That yeah? shocks me that Harris would be vain.
Yeah, I'm breaking it to Australia. Ryan Harris, he was the vainest.
Did you, I gather you watched last night's game?
Yeah, I did.
People are saying the Steve, oh, by the way, before we get to the Steve Smith catch, something like 1.7 million watched it on TV. I love it when we get to this stage of the year and people are complaining about one-dayers and, oh, it's a bad time of year and, oh, we're not ready for the white ball and these three games are meaningless. Rates through the roof every time.
Yeah, I think it's a great spectator sport, the one-day. I've actually been really excited since Hobart. I think the brand of cricket, Steve's got the team playing now. I think he's starting to put his identity on the team. I enjoyed the presence they had in the Adelaide Test, and it continued over to the one day of last night.
Do you think we'll look back in 5-6 years and go, that press conference he gave after the second Test loss, that was when he really took over this Australian team?
100%. There were some pretty strong words in that press conference. He spoke not so much about the defeat, but the way they Australia were getting beaten. He questioned character in the change room, and guys not respecting the baggy green. So, I really do. I think we'll look back on it in 5 years and say that was the making of Steve Smith's captaincy.
How highly do you rate that stunner he took last night?
Oh, that's as good as you'll see. And it just shows how athletic the players are these days, because he was exhausted at the end of the 160, and to be able to do that under pressure. Yeah, it just shows, he's really grabbed this team now, and he wants to drive the standard from the front.
All right, so we've got the second one day tomorrow. We think Australia will go on and win. They put up a fight, didn't they, the Black Caps? They never seemed like they were going to get the runs. I mean, while Gupta was there, I suppose they had a chance, didn't they? But they fought to the end.
Yeah, they did. I thought Gupta's 100 was an outstanding knock. The difference in the game was probably Stephen went obviously on to get 160, but one thing I did notice about the game was very un-New Zealand-like is the way they fielded. They dropped a couple of crucial chances, and that's not what New Zealand's about. The one thing they do really well is set a really high standard in the field, and it was very un-New Zealand-like.
Well, what about not reviewing Steve Smith's LBW early? And that's probably costing the game. Probably cost them a chance at winning the game.
Oh, 100%. They did have us at 4 for 90, but the review, sometimes I think people can think too much about it. They want to use it as a tactic. But if Steve Smith's got a 50-50, we've lost a wicket early, I'm going straight upstairs with it.
All right, we've got to take a break. I want to get your opinion, because I know you've got a strong one, on Glenn Maxwell's comments during the week and the punishment he's received. This is Will I Talk More after this.
Everything Cricket. Triple M's Will I Talk.
Willow Talk, Brad Haddon in, and another special guest coming up shortly as well. Glenn Maxwell was not even 12th man last night. He was 13th man. Is this part of the punishment?
I don't think that was, to be honest. Maxie wasn't even involved in the series in South Africa. They're using young headers that bat in all rounded the bowls a bit. So I actually think Maxie's comments didn't make any difference to team selection.
So for those that missed it, over the weekend or late last week, Glenn Maxwell gave a press conference after rejoining the Australian team, was asked about test prospects, and he made it pretty obvious that he didn't like Matt Wade putting himself above Maxwell in the order and thought that had dented his test chances. Anyway, long story short, Darren Lehman came out, admonished him, and behind the scenes, they fined Maxwell. Now, they announced this without actually saying how much the fine was, I suppose that's immaterial to the story. The fact is that they did not like Glenn Maxwell speaking his mind.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because if you simplify it, Maxie, all he really said is he didn't like the position he was batting in. But on the flip side to that, there's only one currency that gets you picked for Australia. And the problem I'm having a little bit at the moment is I don't like that he got fined and it was all aired in the press. I think those things you should do behind closed doors. But the one thing I'm not really enjoying about Glenn Maxwell's at the moment is not at one stage is he talking about the team. Mm. I want to come to New South Wales to bat in this position. I need to be doing this at Victoria. I need to be doing that. Well, the one currency you need is runs and be part of a team. It's all about a lot about him at the moment rather than how he can contribute best to a team.
Do we come down on players for speaking their mind, though? Whether you agree or disagree, whether he has got the me attitude, it seems cricket like no other sport, the players can't speak their mind.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't think we should do. We want we talk about characters in the game, and the one thing Glenn Maxwell does is he's pretty honest in when he gets in front of a camera. So I don't think we want to stop that. We want those characters in the game that speak their mind.
All right. Well, we are just about that. We have to go because we've got another special guest coming in. You must be excited about this Pakistan series live on Triple M, working with blokes like Kerry O'Keefe and James Brayshaw and Brett Lee and Michael Slater. It's a cast of thousands.
Oh, it's a Mick Malloy.
Of course, Lawrence Mooney, Jules Schiller.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think we're going to have a really good time during the summer. I think we're going to give a great insight into the game of cricket, and also I think we're going to have some fun with it. So, yeah, I encourage everyone to get back. But it's still, how good is it to get Kerry O'Keefe crawling off his armchair back into the studio? I can't wait.
It's one of those things. He walked in the building and just people gravitate towards him. He's got that rare quality, probably a bit like Warnie, when he just walks into a room, everyone wants to go up and have a chat.
Yeah, and we were no different. The only trouble we have is when you're trying to work in here and get a microphone and he got in his way, he jumped across and got the biggest one straight away. So we're going to have to sort that out when we go on here.
All right, we will. I think you're on this show. I don't know when, but you're going to be part of this show sometime between now and the test series. So we will see you then.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad Haddin. This is Willow Talk. Brett Lee coming up soon.
Everything Cricket. Triple M's Willow Talk.
Ah, yes, indeed. Willow Talk right here, and we'll be in this time slot for the next week and a half before the first test, where we'll be doing ball-by-ball coverage. And look who we've dragged in to do. We've had Kerry O'Keefe, and now Brett Lee, who clearly retirement doesn't agree with you, mate. You've put on, what, half a kilo since retiring? Hello to you.
I've paid you a lot of money to say that, so thank you very much.
How you been?
I've been good. I've been busy with a few things. I've also had some time off, so it's been nice to do the stuff I want to do for a long, long time, and that's spending some quality time with the family, do some fishing, but also keeping one foot out there as well, making sure I'm still, you know, playing that active role.
I know for a fact that yesterday, or certainly over the weekend, you were playing grade cricket, making mincemeat out of those poor first graders who are trying to make their way in the world. 300 test wickets, and you still have to go and make mincemeat out of these young kids.
Well, you know what happened? I was asked last week, and there was a throwaway comment said, okay, now that you've turned 40, Brett, you do qualify for the Masters. Long story short, I said, yeah, look, I'd definitely play a game if, you know, you guys were short and you wanted, you know, me to fill in. I didn't want to take somebody's spot. They said, look, there's a 2020 game on Sunday. Would you be keen to play? I said, you know what? Got nothing on Sunday. Yep, done. My son could come out and watch, be some fun. Get to Saturday evening and they said, you know, you're playing first grade. It's not Masters. I went, no, I didn't actually know that. Hang on. I thought I signed up for the Masters. I lobbed up and we lost the toss. We're bowling. And they said, you're up first. How long's my run up again? It was 26.6. Was it front line, back line? Where do I?
How long since you bowled?
12 months.
Really?
Haven't bowled a ball. Yeah, here I was in front of a huge crowd of about 23 people. And I took the first ball, ran in and bowled. And to my surprise, I let go of the ball. It hit the wicket. Batsman's gone forward and nicked off and had one for none.
First ball.
And I said to the boys, I said, you're kidding me. There might have been a few other choice words in that that mix, which we won't put on
oh,
here.
Oh, you didn't give the kid a send-off.
No, nah, there's no send-off. It was more me sledging myself, I think, thinking, how the hell have I done that? And, yeah, I was pretty happy. But
what do you miss about – I mean, there's so many wonderful things about playing international cricket, the competitiveness, the money, the travel, the camaraderie. What is it that you miss – what is it that you had there that you just can't replicate in what you do now in life?
You know, that's a tough question because there are so many things you do miss, but I certainly haven't missed cricket. Now, I might be contradicting what I'm saying here. I really enjoyed playing on Sunday, but I certainly haven't missed being out there in the green and gold. You miss the camaraderie, you know, your teammates. You miss the time after the game. You miss catching up for a cold beer and, you know, telling stories and actually learning about the game and learning about what other players have been through. You miss being on tour, you know, that structure. And that's the hardest thing, getting used to having no structure in terms of, you know, my week was planned out. And even after I retired from Test cricket, you know, you still know where you are in 3 weeks' time. You know that, okay, we're on radio at 8:30 in the morning, you know, then you're to go and do a TVC, you're to go and do this. So that's, you know, your whole week's planned out for you, or your whole month. It's been nice to not have that structure. So I certainly haven't missed that part. But yeah, it's, you know, when you're out there playing in front of 100,000 people, it's, you know, it's pretty cool as well.
We all know you're a big Bollywood star. If you were to walk down George Street in Sydney, walk through Flinders Station in Melbourne, or walk down the main street of Mumbai, where are you most likely to be noticed?
Definitely Mumbai. It's sort of funny because I'm always the type of person that gets a bit embarrassed when you get noticed or whatever. And Australia's fantastic. You know, you can go anywhere and people might say hi, or, you know, they want a photo or whatever, but they leave you to do your own thing, providing you're not in a taxi. Now, we all know that, you know, there are a lot of Indian cab drivers here in Sydney, which is fantastic. And
they will
not let you pay for a cab. And I'm like, no, I'm paying.
Oh, how good's that?
I'm paying. And two out of three will offer to say, no, sir, you know, please, you know, it's free. But I always pay. But it's just hilarious. You know, when you go to India, it's just a whole new ball game. You know, you can't leave your hotel room. It's just chaotic. But they are the nicest people. It's a great culture. And I've loved going there since 1994.
You ever been scared? Not in the sense that something bad's going to happen, but thinking, wow, this is just so full on.
Yeah, of course. You know, I was doing a shop, like an in-shop appearance. I think it was for some shoe company over there. And they were all pressing on the window and the whole big window pane just smashed.
Oh.
But they said, no, that's okay. Then, and there was literally someone there half an hour later to get the new glass put in. I've always said the Indian culture, they just try to please people. Yeah. You know, you say, I need a yo-yo, a bicycle pump and a truck tire, and it'll be there in 3 minutes. That's the truth.
One more before we go. Who was the batsman you most enjoyed knocking over? Might have just given a little bake to on the way out.
Well, there was no sledging against this batsman because he played 200 test matches. And certainly in one day cricket, when he wore number 10 on his back, blue shirt, not very tall, and he had a bat which seemed like as wide as a house, Sachin Tendulkar. You know, when you knock him over and you give him that little smirk as he walks off, because it doesn't happen, you know, that often, you know that at that point in time, probably 1.3 billion Indians hate you. But they also respect you because you got the little master out.
You heard it here first. Brett Lee has just accused Sachin Tendulkar of having as bad as wide of the house as a house and effectively cheating. You've heard that accusation right here on Wilho Talk.
Nah, definitely not cheating. It actually felt like it was as wide of the house sometimes. But he's a terrific guy. You know what? He's so down to earth. He's such a lovely fella for what he's achieved.
We have to go, but it's going to be so good to have you on board. You're doing a couple of the tests, as an expert commentator here on Triple M Cricket.
Not sure about expert, but commentator.
Oh, please. 300 test wickets. If you're not an expert, who is? And you're on tomorrow night for the full hour. So please, let's put the modesty aside. We got to go. We are done. We will be back tomorrow night in this same time slot. This has been Wilho Talk.
Triple M rocks test cricket. And this is Wilho Talk.
Guys, thanks for joining us on this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. This will become your festive season lifesaver. It makes it easy to buy for everyone on your list. So with Prezi, what you do, you buy a digital gift card. Major retailers are all there. Myer, David Jones, JB Hi-Fi and more. So with these digital gift cards, you can have them sent instantly, straight to your friend's phone, or you can have them scheduled for later on. Great idea. So when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you might win yourself an extra gift card worth $250, 10 of those to give away. digitalgiftcards.com.au, permit number LTPM 160 1177.